and Michael Bush blown back. Jay takes turn. Play fake. On the bootleg. Jay rolling right. Jay throwing. Caught the goal line. Brandon Marshall. Touchdown.
ChicagoBears.com presents Tom Thayer's Play of the Week.
Welcome to Thayer's Play of the Week on ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer along with Tom Thayer. Tom, another win. What did you pick this week?
Well, you know, every week we come in here, we try to pick a play. A lot of suggestions when you come into Hallis Hall after a game that exciting. Dave Hendrickson from the film department, he wanted to see the Brian Urlacher fumble. But you, Justin, you wanted to see the Brandon Marshall touchdown. And let's see the scoreboard, 11:40, first series, 0-0. And the score is so important because it immediately gives the advantage to the Chicago Bears offensively and defensively. They can be more aggressive on the line of scrimmage when you have a touchdown in the first series. We're going to see Brandon Marshall is all the way to the short side of the field, away from the width of the field. Devin Hester over here. Every one of these guys has an important role. And the role before we see the play is real quickly to pay attention to it. Devin Hester is going to attract attention to this corner with this defensive back. Matt Spaeth, all the way on the backside, is going to cross this route to capture the attention of the dropping defensive backs. And then Brandon Marshall will come in motion and come to the area where the attention is already attracted by two other players. And then when they get in the open, it's kind of a little sight game between Jay Cutler and Brandon Marshall. So let's see how everything fits together. Spaeth coming across, Brandon Marshall. But what you mentioned, Larry, the play action fake that aggressively puts the defenders in a full step out of position. And you see Jay Cutler, the ball fake, bringing it. Now Jay, he doesn't want to throw too quickly because there's a defender in front of Brandon Marshall. Jay starts to challenge the line of scrimmage. Now they got to make a commitment. Stop him as he comes over the line of scrimmage. Perfect separation for the touchdown.
You know, I asked Brandon Marshall after the game about the play because it looked to me, and he said this, that he was really supposed to run along the line of scrimmage and then go right into the flat. But then when he saw Justin Durant, the linebacker, lined up so wide, he kind of adjusted his route. He saw Cutler, and he said that he saw Cutler's eyes were so big that he realized that he was open on the play.
The key for Brandon Marshall when he was in motion was avoiding the penetration given up by Kellen Davis here. And that's the key element, is making sure you bubble around it so you can get yourself in the open. It's a nice job of Kellen Davis sustaining his block. A good adjustment by Brandon Marshall while the play's already in motion.
As a former offensive lineman, tell me how important it is for the line here to make their step to the left to influence the Lions, thinking that it's a run to Michael Bush to the left side.
The first key on every play-action fake of the offensive lineman is their first two steps to keep their helmet low. That's an influence that it still looks like run on the line of scrimmage and brings the linebackers towards the line of scrimmage thinking run. But when you see the offensive line come off the ball, come off aggressively, steps, helmets low. Look how fast Lance Lewis, Gabe Creamy, Roberto, all in the middle.
Great stuff as always, Tom. I love your analysis, especially when it comes to offensive line play. Thanks for joining us on ChicagoBears.com. That's Thayer's Play of the Week.